Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Hey. What's up, everybody? Thank you very much for tuning in yet again to The Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome soft co-host, Mo Ben. What's up, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? What's up, people? Let's get it in. It's another Sunday fun day.
Shout out to our top five countries tuning in, United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Sweden. Thank you very much. You guys have been holding that top five status steady. If you want to get into the top five countries tuning in, tell a friend and another friend so you can get up on the top five list. And shout out to all the other countries around the world that's on the show that is putting up with our craziness and the real talk. And before you say it, at the end of the show, the tweet has already went out. Okay. How you been doing?
I'm good. I'm well. Like, I feel fantastic, actually. You know what I'm saying? I'm real good. I mean, I can run down my week real quick if you want. You know what I'm saying? I need to go first, but all right. So look, my week, this week, I'm calling it "Wear Your Crown, King." And when I say "wear," That's W-E-A-R, not W-H-E-R-E. But yeah, just wear your crown, you know what I'm saying? You know, somebody, I was on Instagram or something like that. I saw in somebody's story, somebody put, you move different when you understand your power. And it's just like,
woo!
I just feel like, you know, like
woo!
I'm really recognizing it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm moving different because I recognize my power and, you know, mastering your high. That's it. You know what I'm saying? My week is just it's great. You know what I'm saying? I'm going into I got like a week left before, you know, my little vacay kind of, so to speak. So yeah, everything's cool, man. I'm good. I feel good, man. Yule season has been well. So yeah, that's me. How was your week?
Oh man, my week was absolutely awesome. A lot of rest, still getting packages in, getting the home prepared, still aligning with this, you know, a lot of stuff that I have coming up in the next within the next 45 days. So business as usual. And of course, if you don't listen to the show, then you won't know. So you guys know this is where I drop the tea at before I drop it anywhere else. And you got to listen to the show to know the tea. So I'm not posting it on social media or nowhere. But I think, okay, Smooth, what's in your background?
That's me walking down my damn stairs. That's what's in my background.
Boy, I'm talking about you walking like a fat kid or something.
Well, you know, so, this nigga asked me about my... I'll be walking down my goddamn stairs. Hell no. You know, hey,
how you doing? But you know what? Okay, so here's the news with my brother and my best friend.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. So we are expecting another baby.
Who? Oh.
I think that's what I get for kicking that Smooth so much.
Oh, like, wait a minute. Everybody shut up. Cause first of all, I could have sworn you just had this conversation last week about the boys talking about, hey, baby, I want to fuck a brother or sister. You told a nigga shut up. So,
I swear to God. Listen, tell you something.
Wait a minute. Stop. So, what you're saying is that you and I is having a baby at the same fucking time?
Wow.
And you want to talk shit about me?
I don't have 12. I don't have 12. Anybody can have one at the same time with you, Smooth.
Because
you got 12, so you keep them in rotation.
Well, actually, it's going to be 13, but you cut it. So let me get this straight.
Okay.
So, you want to talk shit about me?
Listen,
we having
my
a baby.
My 6-year-old is spiritually gifted. You know what I'm saying? And I see those things just like when he sit down to meditate. Like I will meditate, but I don't do the whole, you know, sit down Indian style and things like that. I meditate in a different manner.
When he started meditating with me,
he sat down Indian style and started meditating by himself. And that was like, I was like, wow. And I know what he watched, so I know it wasn't on there. So, like, some of the things he do and say, but before I got pregnant with my now 2-year-old, he said, before that, he said, Mom, I want a little brother so I can teach him everything and show him what to do. And I didn't pay any attention. I was like, child, one day. And then I got pregnant with that one. And so he came to me before. He was like, Mom, I want a sister. And I was like, I'll rebuke you because last time you said this, I ended up pregnant. And God damn it, he said, I want a sister and I'm pregnant. So there's no doubt in my mind that I'm having a little girl.
Wow.
So, congratulations. Don't congratulate that fucker. What you talking about?
Hold on, I'm gonna pull back. Y'all go ahead. What?
That'll be 3 boys and 1 girl.
Oh, you predicted it. Your son is saying predicted it. Okay.
Wow. Well, yeah, the CTO. He called it. It's crazy. So when he talk, I pay attention to him talking because he said, and that's not the only stuff that he say. That then comes true, and I'd be like, damn, you know, this little boy, but you know, until they're like 7 or 9, they can still you know, they're still in tune with their conscious side, with the other side. They can still remember dreams of their past lives, and they can remember, like before they were born. So, and they can still talk to the other side. And that's why, at 6 or 7, the conscious world kicks. They get flawed by everything that's going on, and they start forgetting. But I keep my children sheltered because I want them to understand and tap into that side and grow deeper into it and not forget about it. But that 6-year-old of mine, he is very spiritually gifted.
Oh, something's growing deep already.
Yeah. You are so childish.
I know.
Well, I think that's very, very cool. How you are already tapping into, you're seeing him at a very young age, and you're seeing his gifts already, and you're like nurturing that. I think that's important.
Because
when
I was young, I knew that I was different from everybody, but there was nobody around me to guide me. And guess what? Eventually, I just pushed that to the side. Because no one was able to talk to me about what I was doing. Or when I talked to somebody, they would be like, and I'd be like, listen, I can predict what's going to happen before it happens. And I remember my cousin saying, because the answer is going to be yes or no. And I would try to explain to him, but I know when it's going to be yes, and I know when it's going to be no, or I know when it's going to go this way, and I know when it's going to go. I used to try to talk to people, and they would shut me down, saying, no, that's not right. Now, listen, for 2 years, I have been planning for what's going on right now. And it's so weird that all this is unfolding because I was like, okay, I need to, if I go back in the workplace, I got to be working from home. My kid has to be homeschooled. I had already made up my mind. I had been talking to y'all saying I'm doing homeschooling, I'm not doing the regular school. Like everything in my life was already lined up. So when this pandemic hit, it didn't bother me because I was already aligned with what I needed to do. You know what I'm saying? And so I still am in tune with my conscious self, and it's very, very important. So people happening, what's going on? I had already stopped going out. And, for me, I'm at the stage now, where it's like being a mother is a part of my life. You know what I'm saying? Because my kids, they're going away for like a week or two next weekend. And I sit down and I'm like, what the hell am I going to do without my kids? And they're like, well, it's time to turn up and have fun. And then I'm like, turn up? Like, I'm used to my kids being in the house. I'm used to hearing my kids. I'm used to having to say stop or what you want to eat or something like that. That's a part of my everyday life. It's not like, people try to tell you, oh, you need a break and you need to get away and you need to do this and self-care. I have self-care. I have my me time every day. They at the age where I can do all these things. So it doesn't bother me. Motherhood doesn't bother me as it do, other people. I enjoy it and I embrace it. But again, I was blindsided. I was completely blindsided. And And so I hadn't said anything other than to, my sister that's here with me. But I haven't, I just been in awe, And I've been like, okay, let's figure this shit out. oh, my God, why? And he's like, okay, because he doesn't have any kids at all. And so that was, the only thing because I asked the universe. I knew I wasn't having a child from the last person I had a child with. I knew I was not doing that. And I asked the universe, I said, universe, I do not care about having another person. Just make sure it's somebody that's grounded, that's going to treat me well, that's going to assist me with making sure my pregnancy is easy, that doesn't have any children, that's going to be a good, So there's no doubt in my mind that this one will be, good because these are all the things that I had asked the universe for. I had started asking when he said that because I was like, hush up, I don't want to hear it. And the universe probably was laughing like, oh yeah, you finna get the business. you can say no all you want, to, but it's coming. You know what? Shut your ass up.
It's gonna be a whole night, nigga. It's gonna be a whole night.
Yeah. Oh, he came.
Mr. 13. Anyway, so that's me. That's my mode. So far, I do feel good. You know, I still feel good. I don't feel any type of way. I don't feel different, anything like that. So that's a good thing thus far. But, you know, the beginning is the beginning, and later is later. So you got to wait to see it. And I have never carried a girl, you know, so that's something completely different. So I'm pretty sure the experience will be completely different. Every time you carry is going to be completely different. Every last one of mine have been completely different. So, you know, looking forward to this journey. Another summer baby.
Wow.
Yeah, here it is. You knocked me up. You got knocked
up, too. Yeah, you were just talking about smooth
I'm
last
so
week.
Sad.
Wow, that's
yeah,
wild.
Yeah, Oh yeah, she was talking all that shit about me, but she was getting came into. Hey, you know the sad thing about it, little peep game. So I'm knocked up, you knocked up, and motherfucker DJ having a baby too.
Who?
You know who I'm talking about.
Your
life
said
came
DJ.
Down to this one moment. Yeah, your life came down to this
oh,
one moment.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Mo next. Mo got to be next.
Baby
to...
season, huh?
Look how that nigga said.
Quarantine.
Wow.
No, I think Mo still said he used rubbers or something. Like,
yeah, look, I'm just, you know, I'm just peeping this conversation. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
He don't want none of this.
Yo, that's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? For y'all, that's beautiful.
He's talking about for y'all. Listen, Mo.
It's time, Mo.
It's about that time.
Go on, teach y'all one, man. Go on, quit bullshit.
Wait, I'm just going to play the sideline. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead and rejoice. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play the sideline, y'all.
Hey, nigga, Mo baby gonna call. They gonna call Mo baby extra.
Mo said, "I'm married and I still use rubbers." Mo said he's not taking no chances at all.
Hell no, nah, I wish I would find rubber miles, nigga. I'd be up there, but
yeah, I know. That's not true.
That's the bullshit. I got so many rubbers in my house, it's utterly ridiculous. But
yeah,
he and I, we just don't, you know, and that's just our thing. But
you know what it is,
I'm
too?
Just
that's
trying
that,
to be like, wow.
That was a certain attraction, it just, you know, that was bound to happen there. You know what I'm saying? If that attraction was just there or not. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like that was just an attraction. So this was just meant to be, you know, from on the outside looking in. You know,
right. I mean, every time you have one, it's you know, it's whatever it's gonna be. Every single time you have one, it's what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, no complaints. So that was my week, and I have been resting my tail off this week. Getting the house done, resting, and preparing myself for this next mode that I'm about to go in. Again, I have a lot coming up in the next 45 days, and mentally I am trying to be grounded for all of these things that I have going up. I'm going to start vlogging more, and I want to vlog, you know, these processes and things like that I have going on, because it's about the book process and so on and so forth. So I'm probably going to vlog this process so people can understand, or do a video so people can understand how this entire process works from start to finish, because I get a lot of questions in reference to how to publish a book. And not everyone wants to go through a publishing company, so I'm going to do that. I am also an official ambassador, official influencer for Amazon. So basically, you know, if you click on my Linktree link that is on my Instagram page, my Instagram is the new Miss Lovely Black One. That's T-H-E-N-E-W-M-I-Z-Z-L-U-V-L-I-B-L-A-C-K, the number one. And there's a link. There's a link tree. It's a link to all of my, you know, happenings. And the first link would be to my Amazon store. You don't have to buy what's in my Amazon store. You can actually just go directly. Once you click on the link, just click on the Amazon logo and search for whatever you want. It still will, you know, acknowledge that you went through my link. But that was something big, you know, becoming an official Amazon influencer. I have been doing work with, you know, different people with Amazon. And, of course, you know, my books are my e-books are solely with Amazon. And I have a lot of things, you know, a lot of business with Amazon. So that was some good stuff as well this week that I did. So that was my week.
Right, so I mean,
that's my dog.
I guess what's up with this? What's up with this topic, though?
All right, so
yeah, let's talk about the topic.
At what point do you realize a person doesn't want to be with you? Now, I ask this question.
It's gonna be all day. All right, continue.
So. I ask this question because on social media, I see a lot of women, and they do basically the same thing with the same people over and over again, and I mean a lot of women. So, really, you know, I can't even single out anyone because I see it so much. I see it on Instagram. I see it on Facebook. I see it on Twitter, and it's like, you know, this man is taking you through the ringer. You see him with other people. You know, you see him living his life, but you refuse to accept him living his life. So you can, you know, this guy can have an agreement with somebody else saying, hey, you know, you do what you do, I do what I do, but we gon', you know, we gon' always be solid, right? And they take that, and then they turn around and just try to make it seem like it's them and that person's cheating and so on and so forth. And like these men, they continuously show you over and over and over again, like, I'm going to be me. I'm going to do me. And then, you know, you see all of these posts about I'm done. I realize now that, you know, it's over, da da da. And then a week later, it's, you know, well, that's my baby and I love him. And then guess what? A month later, it's the same exact cycle. Oh, I'm done. And then I realize, you know, like, I mean, your self-conscious is what's telling you to be done, but your human self is saying, okay, well, let's just stay. I'm familiar. So what is it that make people torture themselves? Like, if you see that a person really isn't into you, but you continuously, you know, put yourself in the predicament to be hurt over and over and over again, at what point will you realize this person really doesn't want to be with you? Hold on. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who is on the line?
Hello?
Hi. Are you calling with a question or
shit.
Calling to talk on the topic, or are you just listening in?
Oh, well, pretty much, honestly, I'm sorry. Well, okay, my answer to your question is, like, you know, what makes someone continually torture themselves? I mean, this could be a myriad of things, but it all boils down to one thing in particular, stupidity. I'm sorry to say that. Honestly, actually, no, I'm not sorry to say that, because quite frankly, it's just like you said, whatever. When you're seeing all these things or not, but yet, like, you know, you're still going back, how can I put this? That's the equivalent of watching a movie that you watched since childhood, and this one time you're saying, well, maybe it's gonna have a different ending. It's like, come on, no, you know it's gonna happen. You could pretty much, like, you know, like, talk along to the movie, sing along, everything word for word, You know, I mean, you pretty much know what's gonna happen and do whatever. So to keep going back and do whatever. Or whatnot. That's pretty much stupidity and whatever. Some people are going for punishment in that fashion.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I'm really grounded, I'm of a different mindset than most, you know. And I'm very strong. But, you know, the one thing I can say is common sense is common, because I see so many women that do the same thing over and over again. So it's like, if you know that you're going to stay, why even speak on it? If you know, listen, love doesn't hurt. I don't care what they tell you, love doesn't hurt. Once you have the proper understanding of what you have and what you have going on, it doesn't hurt. If you're in a situation that you have an understanding and it hurts you, then that means that your expectations was different than that other person's expectations. And therefore, you ended up hurt, and you know, you ended up hurt somewhere down the line, and you feel, okay, I'm gonna put a Band-Aid on it. And the same thing keeps happening over and over and over again. It's not like anything is gonna change because you continue to allow it to happen. So if you're allowing these things to happen, why even talk about it? Why even make yourself look stupid? You know, and for me and my spiritual sisters, because one of my spiritual sisters came up with this topic, you know, she was just like, I don't really get these women. And for women that are woke, such as us, we look at these women and just, we realize just how rare we are. You know, how rare, you know, and grounded we are, that we can sit and look at this. Like, I'm like, I don't ever want to be that person. Oh, well, I hate you, and, you know, this person did this to me, and then I'm going to sit and I'm going to get myself to the same type of pain laid on down the line. That's crazy. And it ain't even like they wait in 6-7 months. It's like every month, every month and a half, it's the same thing. So at what point do you realize, like, okay, you know what, I maybe need to count my losses and move on and try something different? People put time in the equation and feel like it's been this much time, so I'm just going to stick with it. And, you know, it's been that much time because you dumb. You've been saying that it ain't working, and you just keep subjecting yourself to it. So, of course, they're going to continue to be who they are, and they're never going to change because you allow it to happen.
Okay, and just to piggyback over something you said earlier, nigga, whatever, or not, so I like the fact you said, like, you know, they put a bandaid on it, because not for that, that's exactly what some of them do, or whatever, or whatnot. It's like, yo, let's be serious here. If someone gets shot into whatever, the last thing they need is a bandaid. No, they have to go to the hospital or whatnot to get the bullet out or whatnot. They have to get the hole sewed up. You got to heal into whatever. It's the same thing here into whatever. Sure not. You're taking, like, stab wounds and bullet wounds to the soul into whatever, but rather than give yourself time to heal into whatever, not only are you just like, you know, pretty much slapping the bandaid, but you're going right back to the same thing that inflicted the damage on you, and you're wondering why the wound is getting deeper.
Exactly.
Well, I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
Thank you very much, caller, for calling in. I'm gonna put you in the quiet room, and we're gonna continue to discuss the topic, but you will be on the line, so you will be able to hear.
Okay, no problem. I'll hold on.
All right. What's up, Mo?
So, what was it? Yeah, hold on. My train of thought. What was I about to say with this? I just lost it real quick.
You sound like you're about to be devil's advocate in this.
Yeah. All right. So, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Because, you know, truthfully, like, I mean, I agree. I mean, I think it's, like, kind of self-explanatory. Like, at what point do you realize a person won't be with you? You know, get vibes and get, you know, you just get certain vibes that it's not working out. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, just, you know, playing devil's advocate, maybe certain people think they still see a glimmer of hope, you know what I'm saying? And they hang on to that glimmer of hope, hoping that it'll change, you know what I'm saying? Because maybe they had a situation where they kind of waited it out, and, you know, because of their patience and perseverance, it eventually worked out in a different circumstance. So I think that's where it gets twist it up, because this isn't just for relationships, you know what I'm saying? This could be a job, a career, in any walks of life, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to know when
to
cut your losses.
No, you can't put it that way. I disagree, because a job is paying you. So you're getting something out of it in return.
Yeah, but my point is this, though. You're saying money and stuff like that, they're getting paid, but, you know, that job is still taking their time. You know what I'm saying? So it's more things to just money that people value. You know what I'm saying? So, like you just said, like, so when it's good, it could be good. So the female that's hanging around with this one dude or whatever, they can have a bomb sex life. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything else is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But when it's good, it's good. Or for the guy, you know, man, it could be some emotional, you know, the way when he's with that particular female, the way that person makes him feel. You know what I'm saying? So it's layers to it. It's not, I don't think it's just cut and dry. You know what I'm saying? I think it's, you know, it's all about when to cut your losses. You know what I'm saying? It's like anything. It could be a stock. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking at a stock, like certain time, like, all right, should I cut my losses now and just and get paid out, or should I try to wait for a bigger payday? It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So you just kind of weigh it. But that's life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything isn't, like I said, I don't think this is, I think it's more layers to this. You know what I'm saying?
So how many years? So if you've been dealing with somebody, just say 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, and it's the same result, does that still apply?
Well, look, I mean, I just think it's just different. I mean, it could be different. I don't, you know, it's hard for me to quantify, if that's a word. Because it could, you know, too long for you could be just right for the other person. So, you know, people look at time different. Like, you know, it could be a situation where a person been waiting to come around for like 15, 20 years for this person. You know what I'm saying? Or it could have happened real quick. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just think it gets deeper than what this question is kind of suggesting. But, I mean, me personally, I think, yeah, you should cut your losses after, you know, that's not, you know, my kind of thinking on certain things. But certain things you might kind of wait and see, because you never know the time. It could just be like, here's another thing. Like, we talked about this on the show before. It just didn't align right. You know, it could be so many things that you – kind of wanted to do and just in life in general, but the timing just wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? But you never know that one, when the stars align and everything just comes together, bam. You know what I'm saying? That, because it could be your intuition telling you not to give up just yet. You know what I'm saying? You're thinking like, nah, like everybody telling me this, but if I just, you know what I'm saying? You never know. So that's my,
but here's why, and I get what you're saying 100%. Here's why I say it's different when it comes to relationships. Because if you're dealing with somebody and they're constantly lying to you, selling you a dream, that's completely different. Like if you're just waiting and the stars are not aligned for y'all to be in a relationship yet, that's one thing. But if a person is continuously lying to you, continuously hurting you, continuously putting scars on your heart, continuously, you know, making the situation work for them, you know what I'm saying? And then after it don't work for them, they moving right along. It doesn't align. They tell you, no, it's not the right time for us. But then they turn around and they end up in a whole nother relationship with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like these things play a major factor, because I don't care what you say about the stars aligning and so on and so forth. You can't be no dummy when life is dragging you along. When somebody's dragging you along in life because you're beneficial to them, it's a difference than you got a good friend, y'all cool, deal with each other, but y'all have the perfect understanding. There's no lies involved. It's 100% honesty, and you're just waiting for the right time with that person. Not where this person is continuously lying to you, being in other relationships, but, you know, won't be in a relationship with you. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the other thing. A lot of times, too, it could be that person could be, you know, I'm just trying to just put myself in that person's shoes or something like that. Maybe that person could be lonely or something like that, and that's the only, you know what I'm saying? So they just they're still with that person, even though that person might not be treating them right. But then somebody, it takes another spirit of somebody else to come along to get them out of that, you know, out of that situation. So what I'm just saying,
but that
is,
has nothing to do with it.
Here's my point. Bruh, you can go back order. All I'm saying is, like, that person, they might be thinking, like, that's all that's out there, right? Until another opportunity presents itself, and it takes that other opportunity, or it takes that person to finally open up and meet this other person for that person to finally move on. That's what I'm trying to say.
So here's why I'm telling you that. That's the worst thing to do when you suck on somebody, right? Because what you're going to do is compare that new person to what And the first time you and that person come along and y'all have a disagreement or it doesn't line up, you're going to run back to that old person. So at the end of the day, you have to get that out of this. I see it happen so often. You know, these chicks be talking about so many different dudes, and you be thinking it's talking about one, but then they posted up pictures. It be so many different dudes. They go and get up under another person. But when it don't work out, they run back to the one that's been putting the scars on their heart because it's been like that for so long. You know what I'm saying? Because they've been there, because they're used to that. And on a mental note, okay, with my certified non-licensed therapist kicking in, if you have something, a situation in your life that has left scars and bruises on your life, you need to heal from that, not move on and not deal with it. You can't just move on from situation to situation. Yeah, I heard the saying, I heard the cliche, the best way to get over one is to get under another. But that's just a cliche. And a lot of these cliches, idiots made them up. You know what I'm saying? So the reason that doesn't work is because you haven't healed. So not only are you taking baggage, you're taking hurt, you're taking scars onto this next situation that you haven't healed from. So you're not going to fully put your all into that next situation because you're going to be thinking how that person did you. What you have to realize is, one, it's not your fault that this person did that to you after the first time. The third, fourth, fifth, and sixth time that you say that, it becomes your fault. And therefore, you have to take accountability. It was your decision to stay there and get played. It was your decision to keep pouring into something that wasn't giving you a return. It was your decision to continue to believe a lie that was blatantly in your face that was a lie. It's your decision. So accountability is what people lack when they hold on to these situations and you're not realizing that, hey, you know what, this isn't good for me. The whole point of the spiritual realm is to release anything that does not serve you higher purpose. So if you are being hurt in a situation that is not of higher purpose, that is not of what you need to be doing. So you can't tell me that a person's intuition is telling them to stay, to continuously be hurt, because when your intuition is up, connected with spirit, in which we are, as above, so below, then our intuition actually pushes us away from pain. So, again, that is incorrect, because we as people, as a human, the human being, we're the ones that's making the mistakes. We're the ones that's not taking accountability. Our spiritual self is the one that's nudging us to leave, but the human being of us continues to go back to a situation that we know doesn't serve us any purpose or value. And so, you know, My youngest son's father just asked me, he said, why are you so strong? And I know exactly what he meant. I actually pushed him, but I know what he meant when he said it, because he kept saying it. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't answer that question to him. And I feel like I didn't have to answer that question to him. The fact is that I'm of a different mindset. I'm a goddess. So anything that's going to bring me pain over and over again, first time you bring me pain, I'm going to revamp it. Every single time something goes on, I'm revamping the situation. Even though I may be there, my actions towards you are completely different. You know what I'm saying? So you won't have a chance to completely continue to hurt me in that same manner, because I'm going to take accountability for the fact that if you continue to do the same thing over and over to me, and I'm the one who's feeling it and you're not, then that means that I'm doing something wrong. So I feel like people need to take accountability of what's going on. Heal from these situations. Take time to yourself. Understand you. Love you first, because guess what? If you love you, there's no way in hell you ain't going to keep walking in the car and walking in front of a car and keep getting hit, are you? No, you know that that's going to cause pain, and it's going to be injuries and so on and so forth. So why would you continue to put yourself in any situation in life that's going to continue to cause pain and hurt? So, yeah, you're right. With a job, it's more to than money and so on and so forth. But here, the millennials and things that I know, and they taught me, listen, if you want a job and it's not serving you no purpose, it's draining, it's not peaceful, it's time to get up and move around. So if you're going to do that with your job, I'm sick of this job. You hear people, I'm sick of this job. They're going to find them another job. But you're not sick of being dogged out, hurt, bruised, abused, and all of the above. So you're going to just stick that out. But you ain't going to put that shit up with no job that's actually benefiting you, that's helping you with your family, that's helping you achieve your goals and your dreams outside of work. You ain't doing it there. So why would you allow that to happen to your heart? This is like the same thing that I see with people, like with the slave mentality. You know, it's a lot of videos and things like that going around, you know, talking, you know, showing how arrogant Joe Biden really is. If Joe Biden showed y'all how arrogant he was, but y'all still voted him in office feeling like that's a better situation than what Trump was, and now y'all about to really see what y'all put in this office. So it's like, as a people, you can show them whatever. All you got to do is put a cherry on top and they still gonna take it. You can show them a pie full of shit. Put a cherry on top. Well, it is a cherry. And they gonna take it. So what I'm saying is, it's a common sense thing, and I understand that common sense isn't common. But for the people that do tune in to the show, that listen to the show, if you are in a situation and you are feeling like you are not appreciated, you are crying every month, you are hurt, it's not lining up, it's not doing what it needs to do for you, you know, you got to be seen as one person in public or another thing behind closed doors, or, you know, this person, they not ready to be with you, but y'all out as an idol. But yet, it's plenty of people that's out that, you know, they claim and so on and so forth. Like, pay attention. Listen, as women, we gotta stop listening to what they say and listen to and watch what they do, because the words are going to soothe our soul, but their actions will bring us to reality. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like I said, I just wanted to play devil's advocate one time. But, Smooth, what you think about this topic?
Yeah, I heard both of y'all both sides was cute. But everybody needs to realize that at the end of the day, we all have a certain number. Okay, that number dictates how many times you're going to allow that particular individual to fuck over you. You see what I'm saying? So if your number is 1,000 times, right, you're not going to get fed up with that individual until that 1,000 times. It don't matter what the fuck they do. It don't matter, oh, man, like what Black said, hurting hard. Common sense. First of all, common sense don't exist. Y'all already know my phrase. It's common knowledge. So everybody can be like, oh, man, you knew better. No, they didn't. They didn't know better. Because if they would have known better, they would have did better, right? That's bullshit. We already know. We always do shit that we know we ain't supposed to do. But we do it anyway because we already knew the consequences of our actions. But we just waited and we said, fuck it. I'm willing to go through it. You see what I'm saying? So, that being said, at what point do you realize a person doesn't want to be with you? You already know the person don't want to be with you. But your mind ain't allowing you to actually articulate that bitch, like, oh, man, I can change him or I can change her. Yeah, whatever. You ain't thinking shit, bitch. But you knew the fuck you were getting to when you got misbated. Fuck around with you. Nah, I don't want to be with you, but thanks for the nut. Matter of fact, leave some money on the dress on your way out. Simple as that. I mean, we all have a number. Regardless of if we want to do better, right? If you feel as if somebody's not right for you, don't fuck with them to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't. Everybody says the same shit. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody says the same shit. I'm different. As soon as a bitch says she's different, bitch, I'm about to come to you and I'm about to get ready. Because if everybody said the same shit and you said the same shit everybody else, guess what, bitch? You ain't different. You ain't different, huh? You just a crazy bitch, but you trying to pretend like you ain't crazy. Nah, I ain't got time for that shit. My number is 1. My number used to be 100, 150. Don't get me wrong. Oh, I got a baby mama, man. Look, that bitch put me through the ring of buku times as a child. You feel what I'm saying? As a child. But I still had to reach that number. I still had to go through that shit. And even when I reach that number, it doesn't mean I don't think back on that individual. with some type of, man, maybe if I would have did this, maybe if I would have did that, man, I'm a cold-blooded ass nigga. I still think like that. You already know.
Yeah.
But I believe in manifestation. I believe in manifestation. Okay. You feel what I'm saying? So just like when Blake was talking about her son meditating, he manifested that big. You see what I'm saying? When you think on something, you bring that bitch into reality. You bring that bitch to existence.
True.
So when I think about what I want, everything I want, I make that shit happen willfully by any means necessary. And if I don't want to be bothered with a bitch, bitch is over before it starts because I don't want to be fucking with you, period. I don't believe that I'm supposed to fuck around and be bothered with somebody that's going to be detrimental to everything that's going on around me. So when do I believe or when do I realize the person don't want to be with me? Man, like I said in the beginning, as soon as I come in the bitch, go. You can see.
So you're right.
And anybody
so
that my 6-year-old don't like, I get them to fuck from around me. That's the
right.
one thing that I definitely do. Anybody that he don't like, I get him from around me.
Well, that's good. You definitely, you know, see something. You definitely, you know, you see something in him, like as a, like an indicator or something like that. You know, like he can, you know, you see it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like you're explaining it, but you feel it more. You know what I'm saying? You can't even explain it. It's more of a feeling.
Right.
So I just think that's
but Black picked a hell of a topic. Black picked a hell of a topic to be talking about after she telling somebody came. I don't want to talk about this shit. I want to talk about when she got came in. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, this bullshit will put their ass fucking topic. Whatever. Shit.
But also, getting back to the topic, too, one last point I want to make, though. Don't forget that, you know, everything happens for a reason as well. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of times to get to that breakthrough, you know, you had to go through these trials and tribulations. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely that. And even though, like, say, for instance, relationship-wise, right? Say, for instance, the relationship didn't work out. It was like, oh, at what point do you realize the person don't want to be with you on both sides or whatever? It just wasn't meant to be. Like, they tried it. Tried to make it work, what it didn't work, whatever. But, you know, even though maybe they didn't, you know, continue to be together or eventually get married or whatever, and you guys can attest, but you had a baby. You know what I'm saying? So not a baby was that reason. That was the, you know what I'm saying? It was all the back and forth, all the BS you might be saying, you know, like if you're talking about these different females. But the reason they went through this drama or whatever was to have that child. You know, for whatever reason, that became the reason that situation happened. So, you know, it's layers to it. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's this is a layered question. You know what I'm saying? It's not really a quick yes or no. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's perception of the situation is going to be different because I can't see it from your eyes and they can't see it from my eyes. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing where it
right,
gets like it's
but
not just
again. Again, and it was supposed to be an open question for open dialogue, right? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
One of those goofy topics. But,
no
you know, again, from the utmost standpoint and the utmost, you know, respect of the matter, like, if you young, I get what you're saying. You got to go through it so that you can be strong, like Smooth just said. You know, he used to give a bunch of chances. Not, you know, it's one, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to get there. I don't think that I was ever really that person to give a million chances. I don't think I ever was that person because I grew up with a solid mama. You know what I'm saying? That taught me self-respect before anything. And a lot of why I am mentally, you know, I pay that to my mom and to who, you know, my Ori touched down before I got here. So my Ori and my mother, you know, I give, you know, homage supreme gratitude to those two things that have me where my mind is now. But when you are older, you know what I'm saying? When you older, I don't.
Oh, yeah, true.
There's no excuse
maturity.
For it.
Yeah. Yeah, experience, maturity, a lot of things play into it, you know. But yeah, I guess that's that, you know. Did you have any other closing statements? You know what I'm saying? I guess before we get into the world famous chop up.
No, my closing statement is this, you know, love yourself. Love yourself more than you love anything else. Because yourself is the mothership, the fathership, that has to continue to go forward. Yourself is very, so you can't love someone, you can't put your all into something that's not assisting you with moving forward in life, just to have a bond, just to have a situation. Because when you sit back and look at the time you wasted in this situation and you absolutely went nowhere, you're going to be upset with yourself that you put so much time and effort into said situation. Understand this. We have one life to live. You know what I'm saying? And that time will come. However you want to look at it, that time will come and you're going to feel like, you know, it taught you a lesson. You're going to feel everything but positive about a situation that you continue to put yourself in and continue to torture yourself with, expecting a different outcome. So be mindful, love yourself. Self-love is important. If that person really wants to be with you, you don't have to nag them. You don't have to ask them over and over. They're going to do what they got to do to make you happy. And that's called being loved right. And most of the women that go through this, they've never been loved right. They've never been loved. They've never been with a man that you don't have to ask something more than once. They've never been with a man that don't put nobody before them. They've never been with a man that actually will do make sure that nothing happens that will be able to hurt them. They, you know, a person can't say, I switched it up because I didn't want to hurt you, but at the same time, keep doing the same behavior. That's continued behavior. So it stems to not being loved right properly the first time, but
boy, it sounded like Black disappeared, huh?
She was in there.
That nigga hit the mute button.
Well,
what the fuck she was about to say? We can't.
She was going in. She was going in.
Before she come back, man, look, everybody has their own particular love language. So just because you feel as if a motherfucker is not showing you the love, you see what I'm saying, that you deserve or that you want, that don't mean that person ain't showing you love. That just means that person has a whole different perspective on how love is actually supposed to be displayed. But unless you actually sit down and teach that person what makes you feel good, because everybody's different. You see what I'm saying? Everybody sees shit different. Everybody feels shit different. Just like we had this conversation before about love language.
Yeah.
I'm 100% physical.
You big on that. Yeah, I know.
Right,
yeah,
I'm 100% physical. I'm fucked up. Well, motherfucker did the little test for that, man. My bitch made me do the test. You know what I'm saying? Do the test. All right, whatever, bitch. I did the test. I'm 100% physical. I'm motherfucker like, man, you fucked up. Whatever, bitch.
I get it.
So, I mean, but, you know, Black disappeared. So I just had to get that out the way before she come back. But look, man, shout out to Belanger. Shout out to Belanger last night. Belanger knocked the motherfucker out again in the first round. This shit getting ridiculous.
Oh, shit.
They need to find that dude some type of
competition.
Why
did y'all not hear? I had a bomb-ass closing statement, and then the damn
man,
thing
alive. Your bomb-ass conversation.
Yeah, I know, right?
God.
Somebody shut you
down. We don't know what
somebody
the fuck you're saying. Let it go. Man, as soon as I said she disappeared, that was it.
I don't know what happened, but y'all can go ahead to the real famous top up. Love yourself first.
All right.
Don't allow yourself to be hurt. You'll be all right.
Yeah, so that's it. Shout out to Black for this topic tonight. Yeah, so without further ado, you know, we kind of teased you a little bit. This is my favorite part of the show. This is a world famous job up. So this is a part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit, And off was just what I was just, you know, saw during the week that I was like, okay, that's kind of interesting. Let me elaborate on that. So real quick, just to piggyback off of Smooth's point, what's the dude's name? I'd be wanting to say Balenciaga, but I know that's not right. What? How you pronounce his last name? The boxer.
Belanga.
Belanga. Yeah, Belanga.
Yeah, Belanga.
Yeah, man. Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got hit to him on his last fight. I didn't even know he fought. Was that fight on ESPN? What fight was that on?
ESPN last night after the LSU game.
Wow, I would have watched it.
Yeah.
And dude knocked dude out in the first round again. So
that's 16 first round knockouts.
Yeah, this dude is 16-0, 16 professional fights so far, and he's knocked every one of them out in the first round. The last one I saw, oh man, the way he knocked dude out, and you can just see his, like, the way he punches, it's like bricks. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so he headhunt, man. That's a crazy record, man. And you know he's trying to keep that streak alive. So if you take a fight with this dude, you gotta be ready for it. You know what I'm saying? But the person that finally just got that first round,
that's horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, that's horrible because, like, he's not fighting the same no more. You see what I'm saying? Like, when you get so used to knocking people out, you start to look for that shit, and that's all he was looking for. That's all he was looking for last night, and he was sloppy with it, but he still knocked the dude out. You see what I'm saying? So
he can get caught.
Like, yeah,
he can get caught. I mean, especially, you know, because he's still on the come up, so, you know, they're giving him a lot.
Yeah.
Glass Joes, you know, I referenced Mike Tyson's punch out, you know,
the dude he fought was a motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? Last night, when he hit the dude, man, the dude opened up his eyes, like, man, hold up, wait a minute. Jeez. All
right, so what weight class is he in?
Oh man, fuck, I don't even remember. I think the dude like 154. Like 154,
160. Okay, so lightweight, almost middleweight, lightweight. That's still lightweight, right? That's lightweight. So he getting close to middleweight. So, you know, we got some fighters. You know what I'm saying? So pretty soon he gonna catch one of these, you know, one of these dudes. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's gonna be interesting to see. But so far it's a great story. Like I said, I got hit to him on the last fight. I would have watched the last fight if I knew he was on, but. Yeah, he's definitely making a name for himself. I followed him on Twitter, matter of fact, a couple months back. I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying, when he was at 15-0. So shout out to him for going 16-0. I'm definitely going to, keep an eye out and see how far he's going to take this streak. So let me see here. What else we got in news? Real quick, fast, man, before I forget, because I wanted to get to this last week, and I forgot about it. But I'm going to do a quick review. You know what I'm saying? Usually I save my reviews for the end of the show, but I'm going to get into this at the beginning because I think it just came back pretty tough, man. I saw the second episode this morning. So I just want to say shout out to Power. Man, you know what I'm saying? I really like the direction they went into. You know what I'm saying? At first, you know, when Ghost got killed, you know, and the series finale of Power, I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But I got to give it up to Tariq. Tariq St. Patrick is his character's name, but he's the son of Ghost. Man, he done just filled in real smooth, like, you know what I'm saying? And what's cool about it just made it younger and just more in the now. What I mean by, you know, just the technology, how the world is younger, you know what I'm saying? Just the way the younger generation moves, and I just think it's dope. And then I got to give a shout out to, you know, because whenever they was first doing the advertisements for it, I was like, I don't know, how is this going to work? But I want to give a shout out to Meth, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? I think he kind of transitioned from the whole rapper Meth, even though I love, like, old school Wu-Tang Meth, you know what I'm saying? Red Man and Method Man, not so much. I'm not really a fan of their whole stick that they have, but him as an actor on this show, man, is pretty good, man. I think he's perfect as, like, kind of a little shifty, kind of shady, somewhat lawyer, you know what I'm saying? But he's playing that role very well. It's a mature role for him now as he's getting older, so shout out to Meth on that. And then I got to give a major shout out to Mary J, man. She playing this trap queen to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? Mary J, oh my gosh. I mean, she mean with it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you caught this move. Well, I know Black ain't really big on TV, but it's really good, man. And you know, don't doubt 50, man. As far as producing, I know he's got another one called something Life or some shit. Another show that's on like NBC or ABC, one of them. I haven't got a chance to see that one, but Power definitely. It's good, man. It's good. It's really good. I like the direction they're going in. The first two episodes has been awesome. You know what I'm saying? And what's dope about it, too, you know, because Tyreek, he's in college now. And just the stuff that they're touching bases on, like shit that I mess with. I'm like, you know, in class, they're studying, like, the 48 laws of power. You know what I'm saying? And this whole last episode was kind of like taking little bits and pieces of that book, man. Awesome book, man. Shout out to Robert Greene. So I just wanted to shout out Power, man. So, yeah, it's a good show, man. Great show, great writing this season, too. So, yeah, so that's that. Also, real quickly, I want to give a rest in peace to – damn, I should have wrote down his name. I didn't even – Tiny something. What's his name? Anyway.
Tiny Lister, man. Damn.
Yeah. I know. What's it said? Tiny Lister, man. A.K.A. Debo.
Zeus.
From Friday. And Zeus, too. Yeah. So people don't remember when he was Zeus, a wrestler, man. He fought like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but he was always
back in the day.
He was always Tiny Zeus Lister. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Zeus was always there. Debo just came up after Friday. But
after
Zeus was
Friday.
Always there.
But a lot of people don't remember, you know, when he was in the WWF for a quick little moment. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he fought Hulk Hogan and one of the wrestlers. It was probably like WrestleMania 5 or something like that. But I remember that back in the day as a kid, and watch him do that. But he was like 62. He looked good for his age, too. I'm like, damn, he was 62? I was like, shit. But, you know, they didn't say what he died of, you know what I'm saying, just yet. You know,
they said that a couple of days before he thought that he caught COVID again.
So he had COVID before and then COVID again?
No, they just saying COVID-like symptoms, man. Everybody dying from that shit right now.
Everybody just died from COVID. It's like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. It must be COVID. He died. It's got to be COVID. But definitely, man, RIP, I mean, damn, so now Friday, man, the Pops died, and now Debo, man. So, damn, man. So, you know, Friday just becomes more and more legendary, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Because those are people, you know, you won't see again, but they definitely will be remembered forever, you know, in this their iconic roles on Friday, man. So, shout out to Ice Cube. Yeah, man, you know, damn, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just a sad situation, but, you know, definitely will be remembered as Debo. You know what I'm saying? Who can ever forget Debo? I guess everybody's favorite bully. So shout out to him. Let me see here. What else we got to know? So on another tip, Versus, man, I was all ready to come in today and, you know, talk about Versus, you know.
Let me say this. They have one of the most epic verses coming up, I think, on the 19th, E-40 and
exactly.
Too Short. I have not watched any verses, but I am watching that.
Oh, you're going to check that out. Okay. All right. You down with that with the bay. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to touch base on that because that's going to be a good one, too. So, but to talk about, you know, what was supposed to happen last night, we were supposed to have Keisha Cole versus Shanti. And I was pumped up, man. You know, I was talking to, you know, a couple different associates that I do business
COVID.
With. We were like, yeah. What happened?
COVID,
yeah. So, you know, everybody was like, oh, yeah. You know, it's funny how it's like almost like a fight. You know what I'm saying? You talk about like, oh, who you got? And it's, especially when it's two females going at it, you know what I'm saying, singers, and you ask another female, you know, it's always cool to get their take some certain situations because they'll be like, I remember I was asking one female, she was like, oh yeah, Ashanti got more upbeat tempos, but then Keisha Cole, you know what I'm saying, she you know, she gonna appeal to like when I was going through it with my dude and all this other stuff. So it's always interesting to get, you know, females' takes, but unfortunately it's gonna be postponed because COVID strikes again, man. Ashanti, she just tested positive, and it was just like hours before it was about to happen. So which was just, I mean, it's not cool that she caught COVID, but it's cool that they are going through the right protocols. Like, who knew it was, like, even testing like that? You know, because Versus is huge now. Like, it started off as just let's just link up on Instagram, you know what I'm saying, and do the Instagram chat or whatever, the Instagram live, and, you know, do the picture in picture on Instagram live. And now it's just like this big production now. So, it's just cool to know that they took the proper precautions. So nobody, couldn't be no big outbreak. And then, you know, people blaming Versus for this big outbreak. So that's cool that they took the proper precautions. So, I just want to say, Ashanti, get well, get better. You know what I'm saying? This COVID, we just don't know what the fuck it is, man. It just seems like a cold, though. I swear, well, I don't want to swear about it, but it just seems like everybody then had or catching it or not catching it, and then, you know, and then
like how all of a sudden now that they got a fucking vaccine that ain't supposed to be ready for like the next 5 years, and all of a sudden we got like the deadliest days in America to convince a motherfucker to pick it.
It's bullshit.
Y'all kiss my ass. I ain't taking shit.
But here's the thing. You got COVID that was drawn up, right, and that was made, and they didn't know anything about it. You got cancer and HIV that's out here, and they don't have a cure for those, but all of a sudden you got a cure for COVID? I just don't really understand. And they spend way more money on HIV and cancer than they do anything else. But there's not one cure, and they made that shit in the lab too. So why can't they cure these things, but all of a sudden there's a cure for COVID? Get the fuck. I wouldn't take it.
I mean,
a vaccine every year.
Yeah, it's a vaccine. Now, but here's the thing that I always was seeing with COVID. You know, once again, it just seems like COVID, I'm not an expert. I'm just on the outside looking in, just the things that I've just kind of like, just kind of saw. And I'm just like, I don't know. Let me, that does or doesn't make sense. But the one thing I can't say with COVID, just seeing it, it seems like it is a cure, though, in a way, because if you catch it, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to quarantine for 14 days, and it just goes away. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't have any...
It don't go away. Motherfuckers be having that shit for, like, 21 to 38 days after the fact.
So why they say quarantine for 14 days, and then you can come back? Or,
that's just,
you know,
that's
conduct
just
your
standard.
Business?
Yeah, that's the standard, but they still make a motherfucker, well, you're supposed to get tested again. You see what I'm saying? After your 14-day quarantine type of shit, but a lot of people don't do that. They wind up going back to work, and then they start infecting everybody else.
That's why that shit, to me, seems like a cold. It seems like a flu or a cold type of situation. But I don't know, man. You know, only time
I mean,
will tell.
It's the same family, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's the point I was trying to say was different from that and HIV and the cancer. You know, HIV, of course, is, you know, sexually transmitted. But, yeah, of course, you know, Maggie Johnson got the cure. You know it's a cure for that.
But that was
population control. You know what I'm saying? Let's just be honest with that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not even hearing nothing about HIV nowadays. And then if somebody is high profile. No, what I'm saying, if they high profile and they catch it, nobody's like dying. Like, well, who's the one guy? Tiger, the dude that was saying he had tiger blood and all that other shit. He didn't die. He's still alive.
You're talking about Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, he got it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, if you got the connections now, you can get that. Magic showed that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but motherfuckers, there's a difference between HIV and AIDS now. HIV, you can live.
Okay.
AIDS, you should take a nigga out.
but it just seems like people not getting full-blown AIDS anymore because they get the HIV and they get the cure for that. And they, you know what I'm saying? I haven't seen anybody, you know, that I've known or seen anybody like a public figure that caught AIDS and they just died. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it was back in the day. So that just tells you something right there. And then cancer just seems a little different. Cancer seems like that's food that you take, that you're eating, and you know what I'm saying? Your digestive system and shit like that, that develops a disease and shit if you're not going
to
take care of
it. I ain't about to speak on that one. Motherfucking cancer.
Yeah, I ain't
going to
analyze
it. I'm
just saying that's just on the outside looking in. But you know what I'm saying? So, you know, these fucking diseases and shit. But anyway, to finish that topic. But, you know, so Ashanti versus Keisha Cole, I'm definitely looking forward to it. So it's probably be postponed for a couple of weeks until Ashanti quarantines and get right. And that would be cool, man. Maybe she can tell her story of how she, you know, overcame COVID and, you know, before they go into the verses. But as Black alluded to, I'm pumped up about this next week's verses because it's like an OG type verses. You know what I'm saying? Too Short versus E-40. I'm a big fan of Booth. You know what I'm saying? Just, they've been doing it for a long time and consistently. And, you know, Too Short, to me, is kind of like a Sade of, like, rap music. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is he never – yeah, this is a – hold on, I'm going to make it make sense. When I say Sade of, like, rap music, he never changed his style. It's, like, the same from it was back in 87, you know what I'm saying, to now. He never changed it, you know what I'm saying? But he found his niche, you know what I'm saying, and he just stayed with it. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Sade. If you listen to a Sade record from the 80s and a Sade record from 5-10 years ago, it's still Sade, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing trying to, you know, get with the new trends and nothing like that. So I respect that. And then E-40. I mean, to me, he's like the one rapper that I knew that it seemed like he got better with age. You know what I'm saying? Most rappers, you know what I'm saying, they be hot when they're young and then they kind of fizzle out. You know what I'm saying? Just like a athlete. Whereas E-40 is like, I wasn't really messing with E-40 back in the 90s. And then like in the 2000s, he caught fire and he became one of my favorite dudes for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like his wordplay is crazy. So that's going to be interesting. And then, you know, both how they rep for the, you know, the Bay Area, that whole Oakland, San Francisco, North Cali vibe. So that's going to be kind of dope. You know what I'm saying? So definitely looking forward to that. You know what I'm saying? So I'll give you my review on that next week, Sunday. And then just staying in music real quick before I get to the sports report. Lil Wayne is in the news, man. So Lil Wayne apparently pled guilty to a federal gun charge and now faces jail time, and his case is going to start in January. And it's just like, damn, like that just came out of nowhere.
Never confess. Fuck all that. I ain't never confessed.
They must have caught him with something. For him to confess already to that, I'm like, damn, like federal gun charge too? It's like, wow, so that's at least.
Well, no, well,
fine, like at least a year. What happened?
Well, I mean, fuck, I don't know, but like, shit. It's federal, it's federal.
Yeah.
So, in his case, he should have confessed, like, in January so that he can get pulled by Trump before Trump get out. Like, fuck up that.
No, right? Although, it's been some rumblings, like, oh, okay, is Trump going to pardon him? But will it happen in time? Because Trump, you know.
No, it won't happen because he hasn't been convicted.
So he can't even get pardoned anyway. Yeah, so he... He definitely gonna probably like at least do like a year or so again. That's crazy. So this is
nah,
like, wow,
I don't know, man. Motherfucker T.I. ain't do no time shit.
Were you saying T.I.? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, T.I. ain't
do
no fucking time.
But one thing I will say with Lil Wayne has always been intriguing to me because you can never count out Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Like he's always got a trick like a trick up his sleeve. You know what I'm saying? So. This is coming out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gave him mad props and respect for being the one person that just said, fuck all that, I'm endorsing Trump, you know what I'm saying? And didn't like, beat around the bush with it and, like, yeah, maybe not. Like, he was the only rapper that I could say that just stood by his word and was like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I'm endorsing him. Some pictures with it, like, this is what the fuck I'm doing. I want to see what's up with this platinum plan. And I respect him for that. So, and then, you know, when he was going through with the whole baby situation and then the way he was able to, you know, put Nicki Minaj and Drake on and they became the two, you know, biggest people in music for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I never count out this. Y'all New Orleans dudes, man, y'all got something about y'all, man, especially when it comes to this money situation, man. I respect that. Master P, you know what I'm saying? Cash Money, y'all, you know, I give y'all props on that, man. So I ain't counting out Wayne, so. We'll see how that kind of shapes up. Let me see here. What else? I'm going to get into some music reviews a little bit later. I don't want to get into that just yet. So switching gears, sports report real quick. Shout out to Mike Tyson. We had talked about this the past couple weeks, but Mike Tyson, he put up some numbers. You know what I'm saying? I don't really count other people's money, but I will say this. You know, I'm just a fan of Tyson, man. I like his whole aura. I like his maturity. I like everything about Tyson now. But Mike Tyson's Thriller League, I guess, you know, and this is his return to boxing that was against Roy Jones, it generated $80 million in revenue. So that's a hit. So he got something. So now he can just really parlay that. He can be his own Don King now, you know what I'm saying, and really start promoting some fights, you know, whoever want to get in the ring. And, you know what I'm saying, he had his own production. I know, Smooth, you wasn't big on the music part, but that's what sold it too. You know what I'm saying? That's what kept people entertained. as well, you know what I'm saying? And then
I wasn't in tank.
Well, but I'm just saying, you know, it's a, I know you
that's
personally.
I didn't even know that shit was going to happen. Motherfucker, I went there for a fight. I don't hear that shit.
But
I
ain't nobody
there for
mad.
A fucking fight.
Ain't nobody really
they
mad.
They didn't even advertise that shit. They didn't
you're
advertise
saying
that
you're
shit.
Mad about it, but you're not really mad about it. I don't think you're mad about it. You're
yeah,
saying $60.
I'm a fight fan.
Yeah,
like, I came for the
you're
fight.
Probably,
thing, if they
yeah, I'm sure you'll probably get the next one.
It would have been different if I would have known the fuck was going to happen. I didn't know nothing about this concert shit. Matter of fact, the only time I heard about somebody was supposed to perform was when fucking Lil Wayne fucked around and backed out the shit. So I'm thinking, well, he was going to walk somebody out in the ring or some
yeah,
bullshit.
I know,
you know
like
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I didn't realize
right,
motherfuckers was going to actually start doing performance. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Nigga, it started yeah. off with Wiz Khalifa. I'm not a fucking Wiz Khalifa fan. How the fuck are you going to start some shit off with a fucking Wiz Khalifa? I'm like, what? Black and yellow? What? Nigga, that's a fight.
Yeah.
I want to see some black and blue.
Yeah.
What's that?
Hey, well, $80 million in revenue, man. That's pretty good, man. But
yeah, yeah,
game,
he ain't never get my money again, though, you bitch.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure Smooth will be telling me about the next one. Yeah, so that's that. Let me see here. What else we got in the news? So NBA is, you know, some pre-games earlier today. Kyrie took a shot at LeBron. It was interesting. You know, I think that's just going to make for a very good rivalry, you know, going into this season, because basically Kyrie said, oh, you know, now I'm with Kevin Durant, finally got somebody I can trust, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it comes down to, like, the last shot, I know this dude can probably get a better shot or make the shot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel confident, and that's the first time ever, and then everybody's like, damn, didn't you play with LeBron? Didn't you win a championship with LeBron? But he keeping it a buck. I mean, and first, LeBron, you know, right now, he's Teflon. You know what I'm saying? You say what you want. You can say anything you want about LeBron right now. That shit don't matter. He won the chip, won it with three different teams. And
he
now you can't say that. How happened?
He's balling
yeah,
at the top.
Yeah, well, that. But I'm saying, as far as basketball, dude is definitely one of the GOATs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's right up there with Michael Jordan. Who would have thought that anybody would be in that – be able to say that, you know what I'm saying? But
it's
definitely
called generational bias. You see what I'm saying? It all depends
nah.
on who you grew up with. It's called generational
True.
Bias because it all depends on who you grew up with. Because, like, the motherfuckers okay. before Jordan is always going to be on Will
yeah,
Chamberlain and, you know, on Will Chamberlain.
Nah,
and
that was
you know
universal.
Saying?
Once we got to the 90s,
no,
everybody was like, nah, Jordan.
Let me say this again. It's called generational bias. Everybody's going to believe the person in their generation was better than everybody else. You see what I'm saying? That's why motherfucker was holding on. Motherfucker was holding on to Jordan. And now the people that's younger, that's the new generation, they're going to hold on to motherfucking LeBron's name because that's who they grew up with. It is what it is.
That's true. No, you make a valid point. Go ahead.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm pick who I grew up with because I have that emotional attachment. I have the movies. You see what I'm saying? I've had the games that was live and shit like that. Man,
I get where you come
like,
from.
Yeah, what the fuck I look like picking fucking LeBron James over the motherfucker I grew up with? Come on, huh?
Nah,
it's called
I get where you come
right.
from. No, to the average, what I'm saying is to what I would say, all right, to like the – to the person that doesn't dig deep, you know, that person that just watches basketball, like, I, you know, I don't really keep up with it, but if it's on every side, if I'm at a bar and it's on, you know, we can talk, some, you know, have a beer over it. But I'm talking about when you really kind of like I'm a, you know, I'm a, just like you, a boxing fan. I'm a boxing fan too, but I'm a sports, you know, it's basketball, football, boxing, and tennis. Those are the four sports I pay attention to. So what I'm saying is with basketball, I can, before I see what you're saying, like, you know, because, you know, we from the same era. So, of course, MJ was a guy. But now, and I still held on to that. But now, it ain't just generation bias. Like, LeBron did some shit that Jordan didn't do. You know what I'm saying? Three championships with three different squads. And
because
it's
Jordan
like,
was man enough to handle it and won. Fuck what you're talking
nah.
about. Yeah. Generational
see,
bias.
Right, so, you want to go there? You want to go there? Why,
I don't
really
get
okay. So I was about to say, why Jordan's Wizards, why the fuck they didn't make the playoffs? It's 2 years when he didn't have Phil Jackson.
He was old as dog shit by the time.
Nah,
hey, that motherfucker couldn't even dunk. He couldn't even dunk
exactly,
by the time he got to the
that's
Wizards.
That's the point that the Jordan heads say, oh, no, we don't count the Wizards. Nah, nigga,
yeah,
he should have got to the playoffs. But anyway, that was an old man trying to get it all out.
I don't care. That's all that was, an old man trying to count.
That's out the point. So, it don't count.
That's just like Muhammad Ali. Don't nobody, if you think about it, don't nobody even talk about what Muhammad Ali did after Frazier and
I get you. Yeah, when he was all old, he got beat up by Larry Holmes.
Right. Yeah. But don't nobody talk about that. We remember it, but like everybody's gonna cut that bitch off when he did the rope and dope on fucking Foreman.
But here's my point. So LeBron, seeing that, being a student of the game, was like, nah, I ain't going out like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go out with the Lakers. I'm going to go out on top winning the chip. You know what I'm saying? So that just makes it – his legacy is going to be tighter, you know, a tight-knit career. You know what I'm saying? Because now he's going out like – you know what I'm saying? And that's it. He's going to ride off into the sunset. You know what I'm saying? And the Lakers are going to be good moving forward.
I can't say that because LeBron started off as a teenager. You see what I'm saying? So – it is what it is when it comes down to that shit.
Yeah, but no, I mean, MJ's my guy. I still got MJ number two, LeBron number two. But you can make a point now for LeBron. Before, nah, but this Lakers championship, that's why it was huge, because this solidified that. The Cleveland already was like, all right, he went back and won it for Cleveland. That was big. But now, especially with the fact that Kobe, you know, had passed, unfortunately, RIP, and then he solidified that, man, I just made him. I mean, he was already a made man, but now it's just like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Legendary status. But anyway, you know, so that's that. So, but Kyrie was right in what he said. You know what I'm saying? Because LeBron, his one weakness is free throws. And, you know what I'm saying? So Kyrie just took a shot at his free throw shoot. So hopefully LeBron, improve on that going into this season to even be a better player, especially as he gets older. So that's that. Real quick, football news. Couple cool football topics real quick. I'm just going to run through them real quick. We've got about 8 minutes left in the show. Shout out to the Washington football team. And I kind of like that name. You know, they was the Redskins, you know what I'm saying, because of the times that we're in. I didn't really like the Redskins name anyway, to be honest with you. I didn't really care. I mean, honestly, you know what I'm saying? If you're Native American, that could have been offensive to you and stuff like that. I don't want to say I didn't care, but it just really didn't. I was like, all right, they would have kept the name cool.
You didn't care because it had nothing to do with you.
That's right. If we're gonna keep it all the way a buck, it didn't have really nothing to do with me. But I was never really a person like, oh, man, the Redskins logo, that shit is dope. Keep it. Like now that I look back on it, like the Redskins, and there was something about it, and now that they just caught the Washington football team and they still got their colors, I'm like, that's got a nice little ring to it. So maybe that was meant to be. Maybe that was just meant to go away. So anyway, speaking of them, I hope they keep it too, because they were searching for like a new logo and a new name and all that. I think they should just keep it, the Washington football team. Anyway, so
they should keep the logo and everything. Fuck it. What the fuck are you going to do? It ain't the Redskins no more. Suck a dick. What's that?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is
the logo ain't got shit to do with nothing but the price of paying China. Like, fuck, it's just Washington. People got mad over the fucking name. So, fuck. Shit.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is they was trying to get a new name to get a new logo or whatever. Right. I'm just saying, right now they just the Washington football team. So, no logo, it's just the Washington football team. I'm saying they should just keep that. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. So, but with that, shout out to them. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Gave the Steelers their first loss of the season. I'm eager to see right now, you know, during this show, Pittsburgh is playing Buffalo. I kind of want to see who wins that game. But anyway, Pittsburgh was undefeated until they lost to the Washington football team. I got to shout out Alex Smith. This dude almost had his leg amputated and came back, and now they win. They won again today. So the Washington football team is probably going to win that division. You know, the Cowboys stink, the Giants, and then Philly. And then talking about Philly real quick, they beat your New Orleans Saints. I know you're not a big Saints fan, but they beat the New Orleans Saints earlier today.
Yeah.
And what's kind of cool is, well, not cool for Carson Wentz, because he lost his job. And he lost his job to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, dude, he went to Alabama, then he transferred to Oklahoma. Black QB, and Carson Wentz, you know, I kind of feel for him because Carson Wentz is a good quarterback, I think, but he just lost his confidence. He'll probably get traded to maybe the Indianapolis Colts, who's doing pretty good with Phillip Rivers, but they can still get younger at quarterback. But anyway, long story short, I'm not really surprised about this, and I'm going to tell you why. So Carson Wentz, real quick, just to paint the picture, tell his story. Dude came out of North Dakota, South Dakota, one of the Dakotas, right? Had a great season 1 year with the, you know, MVP type of season, I think his second year, right? Then he gets hurt, and Nick Foles comes in, wins the Super Bowl, right? So, but Carson Wentz put him in position. So long story short, gets a big time contract, $100 million contract. Wow, boom. Yeah. But now, you know, he already had this Nick Foles won the Super Bowl, so that was kind of playing in his head. And then they drafted this young kid, Jalen Hurts. But Jalen Hurts is a black dude. So I guess the point that I'm just trying to make is I'm not surprised because Philadelphia Eagles is the one team in the league. They just constantly have a black quarterback. So I think Jalen Hurts is going to end up taking his job because if you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, Randall Cunningham, you know, so it was the Randall Cunningham era. And then it went to Donovan McNabb, another black quarterback. And then, like I said, Carson Wentz came in for a second, and now I think it's going to go back to Jalen Hurts. So that's just something that I just – thought was kind of interesting. I'm trying to think anything else. That's pretty much it on the sports tip. Real quick too on some science type shit. I know I'm like kind of all over the place, and then I'm gonna give a quick album review with 4 minutes left. I just want to shout out Elon Musk. It's a rumor, and I think it's gonna come true that he wants to be the first person buried on Mars. I just thought that was interesting. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to come back to that probably later on in different shows as this whole thing.
How you going to end with some crazy shit like that?
I just thought that shit was...
What the hell?
That was just something that just like stuck out to me because I took my notes. I was like, oh, shit, I want to talk about that. But Elon Musk, man, this dude is deep, man. So he wants to be buried on Mars, and I definitely think he's going to talk that into existence. So that's that. And then lastly, all right, real quick, just to end out the show, two quick album reviews. I just want to give a shout out. So first one, I'm going to give a shout out to a Cleveland representative, man, definitely doing his thing. Shout out to Kid Cudi. He dropped Man on the Moon Part 3. And it's cool, man. I just like Cudi. He's different from all the other rap kind of guys because he's like he's got this weird kind of rap hum kind of thing that he does. And he's like real, you know, he lets his emotions out, man. He talks about just shit that normal rappers don't talk about. You know what I'm saying? He lets out his emotions. It's kind of like if you ever listen to like Nirvana, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a big rock band guy, but always kind of like Nirvana. They had this dude named Kurt Cobain who, you know, unfortunately killed himself probably like about 20, 30 years ago. But anyway, you know, Cudi is like in that vein, you know what I'm saying? But it's just dope, man. So shout out to Kid Cudi. I like what he represents, man, especially being out of Cleveland. And then lastly, I think this dude is from Buffalo. I think he's kind of with the whole Griselda crew, but I got hip to him like this past year. It's a new dude named 38 Spesh, right? I think he's with that whole Buffalo movement that they got going on. He's not part of Griselda, but he's like kind of linked to there. But anyway, he dropped the album last year. It was called 1994. That was dope. You know what I'm saying? He took all the 94 beats and just kind of brought it back out there, but rocking to that. And then he dropped just last week, 1995. And 1995 was just a special year in rap music. A lot of just great, especially New York. It was just a lot of monumental type shit. And it's only like 15, 20 minutes, man, but it's raw. So I definitely get a rap radio seal of approval, 38 Special, look up 1994, 1995. And he's got a joint with Benny the Butcher, too, called some shit, Robbed and Shot, some bullshit like that. But I mean, the title is called that, but I just been kind of rocking to that. But anyway, the 94, 95, definitely a thumbs up, and that's pretty much it for the world-famous chop-up. So we got like a minute left. So, Black, you know, if you want to take us out of here. And that's it.
Man, shit, y'all did y'all thing, man. I don't really have nothing to say. You know, check me out on social media. Follow my link tree. That's the easiest way to find out the what's happening with the what's happening. That's linktr.ee/ the new Miss Lovely Black. And that's T-H-E-N-E-W MizzLuvLiBlack. You can find all of my links that way. We have 45 seconds. We here Sunday night, same time, same place, doing awesome things, awesome topics. Make sure you get at us, inbox us for any good topics. We with it if you with it. Mo, last 30 seconds, take it out.
All right, that's a fact. So tell a friend and tell a friend, log on and listen. Definitely follow the Twitter page, Real Dope Talk, TAWK. It's dope. Working on some new interviews. I've been kind of like falling back a little bit, but I'm gonna reach out to a couple people, man, see what's up. We can get them on the show. Definitely, I'm going to retweet the link out. So if you missed the show, definitely tell a friend. Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Shout out to Black on the topic. Shout out to me for the chop-up. Same time next week, people. Everybody be safe.
Peace.